Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyas, daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud. And in Milser Sadaf, it's on Zayin Omer Beis, about halfway through the Amud with the words Rabbi Yossi Barabun. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sarabas, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. And right now we need a Yeshua Gedayla, so let's not forget about Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasun about Tsarav Ashivya. Let's daven and learn Bischusam, and for the Gula Shleim of Amites, Bimher of Yomeinu. Now the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argued in the Mishnah, if a person's allowed to start out with a little bit of fertilizer and then slowly add onto the pile as it gets more, or does he have to bring 10 buckets all in at once? Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds the ladder, and one of the explanations we gave is because of Maris Ayin. If he only brings out a little, so it looks like he's trying to fertilize his field and not just store it there. So now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yisri Rabun Amar Ilin Shmusa Dehacha, Rabbi Yisri Rabun says this explanation over here of Maris Ayin on a Mishnah over there in Maseches Ma'id Katan. What's that Mishnah? The Tanin, we learned, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, that a person is not allowed to start digging a water canal, some sort of channel for water to go through his field, is not going to start digging it on Chol Moed and on Shemitah. And Rabbi Zeir explains, why is this Aser Rabbi Neshu Machshas Tadehel Azriah? That's because he's preparing the sides for planting. As he digs this canal, so he takes this dirt and puts it on the side of this little canal, this little ditch of his, now the dirt is all soft and it's ready for planting. Whereas Rav Yirmiyah says the name of Bun Barachio, who says B'Shem Rav Babar Mamel, why Mipnei Maris Ayin? It's because of Maris Ayin. When he's digging, it looks like he's preparing the ground itself for planting, where he's digging. Not necessarily the dirt on the side, but this place where he's digging. Now, Havan Bayim Meimar, they wanted to say that Manda Amar Taman Mipnei Maris Ayin, Vahacha Mipnei Maris Ayin. The one that says over there because of Maris Ayin. So to over here in our Mishnah, Rav Elazar ben Azariah's reasoning that he's not allowed to bring out a little bit of fertilizer at a time is because of Maris Ayin. It looks like he's fertilizing the field, and that would even be if his field was already fertilized. But Manda Amar Bnei Shu Machshas Sodel Azriah, then in that Mishnah over there, in regards to digging this Amas Amayim, that the reason why he's not allowed to dig it on Chol Moed and Shemitah is because he's preparing the sides of this ditch for planting. So Hachamayas Chamemar. Over here, when we're talking about bringing fertilizer into the field, what can we say? What would be the problem? It's not that he's preparing it for planting. It already is prepared for planting. As we said, it could be even talking about a case where it's already fertilized. The answer is, Lasacha Elakada, you only have the following, meaning something we mentioned in the previous Gemara, Shemel Yimtzoloi Zevel. Maybe he's not going to find any more fertilizer than the little bit that he currently has. And then it's going to turn out that he's fertilizing this place in the field that he's bringing the fertilizer out to. And that would be the issue, and it's not a Maris Ayin issue. We now go back to that Mishnah in Ma'id Katan. What's the difference between these two explanations of why he's not allowed to dig an Amas Hamayim in his field on Chol Moed and Shemitah? So the answer is, Chafer Lasses Am Shel Binyan. Let's say he's digging in order to build something there. So Avin Bayu Meimer that wanted to say, Mando Amar Taman Mipnei Maris Ayin, the Mando Amar that says that the whole problem of digging an Amas Hamayim is because of Maris Ayin, because it looks like he's digging it and preparing it for planting. Well, V'Hachav Bnei Maris Ayin. Over here also, in this scenario, there's still an issue of Maris Ayin, because it looks like he's preparing it for planting. Even though he has no intention to plant, he's digging because he wants to build there, still, he's digging, so it looks like he's preparing it for planting, and it would be Aser. However, Manda Amar Tamam Bnei Shu Machshas Del Azria, according to Manda Amar, that the reason why an Amas Hamayim is Aser to dig is because now the sides of this Amas Hamayim are prepared for planting, because he takes his dirt and he puts it just on the side of this water canal of his, and that dirt is soft and he can easily plant in it. Well, when he's trying to dig in order to plant, he's not preparing the sides for planting, because when he's digging to build, he takes that dirt and he removes it from the field completely. So nothing's being prepared for planting, and it would be mutter according to that Manda Amar. Now going back to our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had said, if he's putting out only a little bit of fertilizer into the field, he has to either elevate it 3 tefachim above or put it 3 tefachim into the ground. And the last option Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave is that he could put it on a rock. And if he's putting it on a rock, obviously he's not preparing anything for planting, because you can't plant on a rock. Now the Gemara gives us another option, Hakol Moedin, everyone agrees, She'im ha'yoloi sham sid, that if he has sid, he has some sort of lime or plaster over there, a tsroi rice or rocks, a havanim or stones, a gypsis, which is also another type of sid, mutter, then he is allowed to put the fertilizer directly on top of it, because that's just like putting it on a sela, he's not putting it on the ground itself. And then we've got the brand new halacha, halacha gimel. And we're going to be talking about making a pen, an enclosure for his animals inside the field. How does he do that? He encloses an area of his field with a fence and leaves his animals in it. And we're still talking about fertilizing, because when his animals are in there, they leave their droppings there, which by nature are going to fertilize the field. So the Mishnah tells us, if a person is making a pen for his animals in his field, Isa, the proper girsa is sahar lebeso sayim. He can make an enclosure that covers 2 saw of his land. Now once it's full of animal droppings, chafal fon beis on top, eikar shalash ruchais, he could could uproot three of those directions, three of those fences, and leave the middle one, and then put those three fences on the other side of the fence that's remaining. Turns out they just enclosed and Mimela fertilized a total of four saw. If you take a look at the bottom over here in the Rosh Sirleo, you have a picture over here where you see that we have two sections of Sasayim right next to each other. So first one of those sections is enclosed, and then three of those fences are removed and put on the other side of the remaining fence. So we have a total of two sections of two saw. So it's a total of four saw that he was able to enclose his animals in and Mimela fertilize. Now Rav Shimon Gamliel says, base Shmoina son, he could do this to a total of eight saw, which means he doesn't have to leave a full side in and only move three of the fences to the other side. He could leave just one post of one of the fences in the ground and then pivot all four fences around that, and that means he's covering a total of eight saw, or four sections of sasayim. Now this is only if he has a very, very large field, which is more than four or eight saw. However, let's say his entire field was only four saw. So Mishayim Mena mixes b'nei Mar Sa'ayin, he has to leave a little bit of it not enclosed because of Mar Sa'ayin. If he encloses every single part of his field, it's going to look like he intentionally did this in order to fertilize the entire field. However, what he is able to do is he could take fertilizer, these animal droppings, out of the enclosure and put it into the area of his field like the way of Mezablim, meaning like we've been discussing up until now, he can make three piles of 10 buckets each. However, now the Gemara asks on the Mishnah. Tamatanin over there, we learned in the Mishnah, if he removed thorns from his field on Shemitah, preparing it for planting for after Shemitah, Tizrael Matzah Shviyas, he's still allowed to plant it Matzah Shviyas right away. We don't knas him at all because even though he was preparing it for planting, it's still not 100% prepared just because he removed all the thorns. So we say he can plant it Matzah Shemitah right away. However, Netaiva Ashinadaira, if he plowed it on Shemitah or if he made an animal pen in his field on Shemitah, Loi Tizrael Matzah Shviyas, he's not allowed to plant it Matzah Shemitah right away because we knas him since he did this on purpose and this is really preparing his land for planting. So he's not allowed to plant on it Matzah Shviyas right away. And this is an obvious question on our Mishnah because it seems to me that our Mishnah is telling us that Lechatchila, if he wants to fertilize his field on Shemitah, he can make this whole setup of animal pens in order to fertilize it. But how could that be? So Rav Yehuda answers, Kenim Asnisa, this is what our Mishnah is telling us. Haraitza Lahamid Tsoin B'Sech Sadeu, if he wants to put his sheep inside his field, so then Oisasar B'Sasayim, he's allowed to make this pen, this enclosure of two saw each. Meaning our Mishnah is not telling us of a trick how he's able to fertilize his field. Our Mishnah is talking about a fellow who simply wants to put his animals in his field. Now Mamela is going to be fertilized, but that's not his intention. How is he able to do so in a kosher yosher manner? So he does two saw, and then he flips three fences and does another two saw. And that's a kosher way of doing it, where it doesn't look like he's trying to fertilize his entire field. And we further clarify this day, and the Gemara continues, B'chol Oisin Siarin, he's allowed to make this sahar, this pen, this enclosure out of anything, meaning the fences could be made out of anything, B'machzelois, with mats, U'bekash, with straw, B'avanim, with stone, and Afilu Shloisha Chavalin Zelim Alamizeh, and even if it's going to be a simple fence of just three ropes, one on top of another, that's sufficient, that's considered a fence. U'bovach Loihe Bein Sahar L'Sahar, Kim Loi Sahar. As long as in between one enclosure and another enclosure in his friend's field, there isn't anything less than the size of a sahar, which means there has to be at least two saw in between a pen in his field and a pen in his friend's field. And that's because it was fairly common for animals to go in between the different pens, in between the different enclosures. And obviously, as they're walking and moseying on from one to another, they're going to leave their droppings, the male of fertilizing the field. And if there's not at least two saw separating his enclosure and his friend's enclosure, so it's going to turn out that he's going to end up fertilizing more than four saw of his field. Now, even though he has to be careful that there's at least a full sahar, a full enclosure's worth in between his and his friend's, still, he's allowed to use that area. I say, Amakim, that area, Chaylev Bai, he can milk his animals in it, Magais his Bai, and he could shear his animals in it, Umaylech Umevias at Sain Der Chaleha, and he's allowed to bring his sheep to and from through that area, even though obviously when they're there, they're going to end up leaving their droppings, and Mimela, that's going to fertilize the area. Now, going on to the next opinion of our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he had told us, Beis Shmaina Sain, that one can end up enclosing a total of eight saw in his field, meaning four sections of two saw. And Tani Rav Shimon Elazar Amar, Rav Shimon Elazar says the same exact thing, Im Ratza, if he wants, to cast a yased ba'aretz, he could set the post in the ground, va'isar ba siarin barba ruchaysa shel shmoina sa'in, and he could make four enclosures in its four directions for a total of eight saw. And this is the same exact thing Rav Shimon Gamliel was saying. In other words, as we explained in the Mishnah in Rav Shimon Gamliel, he doesn't have to leave a full side of the fence and just flip three fences onto the other side of the remaining one. All he has to leave in the ground is one post that remains there and just revolve all the fences around that one post. That means that we have four sections of two saw that are being enclosed for a total of eight saw that eventually ends up getting fertilized. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.